All right, well, if everybody's ready, I will call this meeting to order. So before we start, I just want to say that this meeting is being held by public conference call due to the COVID-19 virus social distancing requirements. The Planning and Zoning Commission members are participating in the call with video capabilities in most cases, in case anyone wonders how I am interpreting their voting tonight. So when we vote, I may need to just get a verbal for those who we don't have a video for, okay?
Yes, that's okay.
In order to ensure the members of the public have access to this meeting, an advertisement was placed in the newspaper of record for Gwinnett County, also at the front door of City Hall, and a link on the website regarding the meeting, all of which included instructions for dialing into this meeting via telephone, as we all have. So for those of you members of the public in attendance, you can dial *6 to mute your line. It goes for any of us.
For me.
*6 to mute your line. Ambient noise is a problem, like your dog's barking, or if you're not speaking at that point, and then just make sure if you want to speak, you hit *6 again. Any questions on that?
I'm good.
Okay, so with that in mind, we'll call to meeting this. We'll call to order this meeting. Technically, at 4040 South Berkeley Lake Road, quorum is present. We've got four of us on board, and Deputy City Administrator Lee Threadgill, and we've got two members of the public. Is that right, Kay and Don?
Yes.
Anyone else? All right. So. The first item of business will be approval of or changes to the agenda. Do I have any? I've got a change myself. Right, Lee? Do we need to do it this way? Because I think with four of us, we should go ahead and vote, because I think it's been a long time since we've had a vote for officers. And kind
I think
of
it's on the agenda.
Oh, you put it in there?
I think it's a carryover from many meetings. I think you're right, because it's been a while.
Okay, I may be looking at an agenda. I'm looking at that pre-draft minutes. So
yeah,
I may
you may be looking at that. So let me. And it may not be. It is after we do the approval of or changes to the agenda. So that is on the agenda, Dan. It may just not be in that minutes draft. The next thing is to do approval of minutes, and then we'll have the election of officers.
So you can add it as
number four. You don't have to add it because it's on here, but it's after the minutes.
Okay, I see it now. I'm back. I'm on a different page now. So any other changes? Any changes to the agenda, or otherwise, do I hear motion to approve? Anyone?
I'm good.
All right. And a second.
No changes.
All right. Then we'll move on to approval of the minutes from November 12th, 2019. I was not there. So has everyone had a chance to review the minutes from the last meeting? Anyone care to make a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved. This is Rand.
All right.
Second, George.
All right. And all in favor, then? I guess you both. Election of officers. So, you know, we've had a hard time getting everybody together. We've got four of us, so I wanted to go ahead. I thought we were going to have all five of us. If everyone's in agreement, I think we should move ahead with an election of officers.
All right.
Yep.
So I am willing to continue on as chairman, so we'll I don't know if anybody else has a strong desire for that. I can go either way on it, but I'm happy to continue to do it.
I foresee a unanimous vote for Dan Huntington for chairman.
I can second that.
All right. And all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any nays? And vice chairman would be next. So, Pekka, are you willing to continue, or does anybody else have a strong desire to be vice chairman?
I'm fine to continue. That's okay.
In that case, I nominate Pekka.
All right, and a second?
A second, he's playing.
All right, and all in favor, say aye.
Communicate.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, then that's approved. Pekka will be vice chairman. That's it for officers, right? We don't have any other officers, do we, Lee?
That's all that I'm aware of. I don't think you've appointed a secretary in the past. I think I just serve in that role. So.
Okay. So next will be old business. There being none, we'll move on to new business. Our new business is Planning and Zoning Variance 20-01, 4070 South Berkeley Lake Road. Applicant owner Donald Rohrbaugh requests relief from Section 78197-5 of the zoning ordinance to reduce the side building setback from 12.5 feet to 5 feet to expand a non-conforming structure. So Don, are you still on?
I am.
Okay. Any initial comments you want to make towards your
application? I mean, I assume you've all seen it. We have this house is built on an oddly shaped piece of property, and when it was built, it was nonconforming. It has been nonconforming in several ways since then, where they built a basement, where they extended a wall, where they put a walkway, so that now there is a concrete pad within 6 feet, 9 inches of the property line. Because of they put the septic tank directly behind the garage and then serpentined the septic field through the entire backyard, so there is no buildable area in the backyard. And what we want to do is have a screen-in porch where we can look at Berkeley Lake. And so our options are really limited because of the property. If we try and go on the front of the house, we have a view obstructed by Berkeley Chapel and by the live oaks that are there. If we come over to the side of the house next to City Hall, it's already only 11 feet distance there, so in order to get any structure of any kind, we'd have to come within a foot, basically, of the line. So if we go out the front, we would change the noncompliance from 6 feet 9 inches to 5 feet by coming 10 feet out straight from the corner closest to the City Hall. And it's right next to the big drainage ditch, all that undevelopable area with all the riprap and all the local stuff. So we're just really limited in where we can do anything. This would be a very minimal change to the amount of nonconformance there. Because of where the erosion control, where the drainage, and where the drop-offs are, we would cantilever about half of it and come in. We haven't had the engineer yet because I don't want to pay an engineer until we know that we can build a structure, but with the contractor that we had looking at it, we're looking at coming maybe 5 feet away from the house, cantilevering the rest of it, and in the air it'll come within about almost exactly 5 feet of that line. This is part of a bigger remodel where we're going to spend about $150,000 to improve the house. So it'll be worth more on taxes. It'll be a better neighbor for the community. And that's what we're trying to do. We're approaching retirement. We want to have a way of just sitting in a screen porch, looking at the lake, and that's one of the only options we have, just because of the shape of the lot, the positioning of it, and the landscape of the geography.
Okay. you know, I looked this over. So, questions so far from anybody for Don?
No, I'm fine.
No problem.
So, is that effectively on the front of the house then?
Yes, it is. It is on the front of the house. We'd initially looked, like I said, we looked at the side, but it's only 11 feet from the property line there anyway, so anything we do there goes right up to the edge, and because of the erosion control, because of the drop-off, we'd have to pretty much cantilever the whole thing and add probably $30,000 worth of architectural, structural additions just to do it that way. So yes, it's if you're looking at the front of the house, it's basically everything to the right of the chimney, and then coming out approximately 10 feet. And we would have a door from the existing structure to come into it to enter the area.
And how tall did you say be?
It'll be the size of the, it'll come directly off the main living floor. At that point, it's 10 feet off the ground or whatever, because there's that daylight basement. But it will match the sunroom behind it for height. It'll be, it'll actually match the den to the left of it. I hadn't put that much thought into it, but 8 feet ish or so, just a standing height, 8-9 feet, whatever a regulation height would be. But off the ground, it'll be level with the main living floor, the den, and the sunroom next to it, and come directly off of that.
Can you speak to, because I looked at this before, but I misread what you're doing here. I see it now. But can you speak at all to what kind of impact that's going to have on the homes that are back behind you up on the hill? I guess that's River Mansions back there, right?
I mean, I don't foresee any impact on them. It is, the property right next to ours is all the city property and all the drainage, and it's undevelopable, so it won't impact anything that they would have done. I don't know that they'll have any line of sight. It's the back of their house, and I suppose maybe they would be able to visualize one corner of it, but I don't anticipate any impact on their house, on their view, on anything at all. It, because of how it comes out, because of the orientation of their house, they don't really have any structures. They don't really have any visibility, any windows, any decking there. And if they do, it looks more, if you look in front of the house, it looks more where the main straight ditch comes back. They're more over there. They're nowhere near this part of the property where we are.
Okay. I mean, that's sort of how it looks like whatever.
If they were looking and they were looking at our deck, the only thing we would impinge is maybe a little bit of the chapel, but certainly none of the lake and none of the picturesque qualities. And so
okay.
I apologize.
That's how it looks in the plat. I just wanted to make sure of that. George, anything?
I actually don't have any questions. I have some comments to make, but not sure at what point to make the comments at this point.
Well, we can, Lee, do you want to step in? We haven't really been very formal about whether we make comments ahead of a motion or after a motion over the years. Do you have any, not we're back to the Lee era, do you have any input as far as that goes?
I mean, I think you guys can have discussion leading up to a motion, and then, if there's additional discussion that you need to have, I think that's fine. I don't want to impose any sort of rigid formality myself, so.
Okay. Okay, thanks. So, George, if now's fine, like.
All right, so kind of then with this kind of highlights several things that no two properties are the same on Berkeley Lake, so everything has to be treated somewhat separately. is one thought.
Right.
One thing that would have, I would have had a very different opinion if two things hadn't occurred. If the neighbors weren't City Hall, which is unlikely to change anytime soon. And
our thought too, yeah.
And if the property is pretty large, so if this was a brand new property or if this was a brand new house and it was all conforming, I would have a very different opinion about agreeing to get so much into the setback. This is one of those situations where, I almost wish back in 01 or whenever the first variance was to encroach on a setback was not approved. But since we are where we are today, and it does not, because I drove by there and took a look, it's a large enough property. It does not look like that addition would have much in the way of a visual impact. And it does, it does also allow a kind of revised expectation on hardships. In other words, we have approved other variances to go into setbacks for a two-car garage, because if you live on in Berkeley Lake, you kind of have an expectation that you should be able to have a two-car garage on the property.
Right.
This is similar in the sense that if and when you can, not all properties across the street from the lake can, if you can have a view of the lake and it doesn't impede anything else, and we're already just lining up variances. My thoughts are different than if this was a brand new first time excursion into the setback. So those are my comments.
Okay. Thanks, George. That's good. Rand, do you have anything? Or Becca?
I have a question.
I don't have anything to add to that. I mean, I actually think that I'm not sure that I would have a problem even if this was a new one, given the unique location that it has. This is, being next to City Hall, and if you look at the terrain, it's a big drop there. So, it really doesn't infringe on anybody. I also looked at that. I can't see that the River Mansions issue should be anything. I mean, it's very minimal that it continues on the same wall line, outer wall line at the building, so it's very minimal that you can actually even see from back there the corner of the new structure. So I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Fran?
Yeah, I wasn't sure I could be heard.
We got you now.
The only question I had was, excuse me, is it possible in the having the architect to angle it slightly that encroaching farther on the setback and keep the setting angled slightly?
So instead of coming with the line of the side of the house, angle it along the line of the property. God, I don't have the plat in front of me. I'm sorry, I'm at work and didn't anticipate that.
I think that is the joke to my question. I was just wondering what to do this and make it look reasonable without that back.
I'm sorry, I'm hearing my roaring keeps coming on. Is everybody else hearing that, or is that me?
Yes.
I heard it, too.
So, let me answer it this way. Literally anything we build will be non-compliant because it's already within, I don't remember the exact measurement of the corner that's right there right now, but it's already out of, you know, at a variance. It already needs a variance to do it because we're already within 6'9" at that concrete. So it has to be more like 10 feet or 11 feet already. So literally anything we build is going to be nonconforming. And I'd have to, I apologize, I don't have the layout. I don't know exactly what angle we'd have to do to maintain it, but no matter, even if we do it exactly along the property line, we'll still be nonconforming because we start out nonconforming.
I think where Rand's going with that is that it kind of historically there's been a little bit of a difference in our minds of the Planning and Zoning Commission between making something more nonconforming versus keeping the current nonconformance. So I think that's the vein Rand's going in.
Could we build it in a way that was kept that was only 6'9" or whatever the current nonconforming is? I feel
right,
sure
that's
we could. We just haven't designed it that way, but I can't think of any reason we couldn't. We just put either angle it a little bit or have an angle corner, but I don't see a reason we couldn't do that and keep the exact same number.
Yes, that is my question.
Yeah, I think that would be a thing that we could do. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, why would we ask for that to be done? I mean, I think to make an angle there where there's really no visual impact on anybody from this going in 2 feet closer to the City Hall property line, I mean, it doesn't make things any better.
I agree with that, Peck. I mean, I don't think you would have to do it at an angle, Don. I think you would have to just come over a couple feet from the existing sideline of the home. But I agree with you, Peck. I just don't, in this particular instance, I'm not sure I see the value in that 1.8 feet.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I will say, I do have one comment, though, and that is, I would want to include in this approval a limitation on the height, because I'm not up in River Mansions right now, but I was with a friend who was looking at a home right up there behind your house, and it was wintertime, so the leaves hadn't come out yet, and they really had a shockingly nice view of the lake. So I would just want to know that, you know, that your initial plans, the plans you just relayed to me, would be what you ended up designing, and that this wouldn't end up being some kind of two-story addition.
No. Let me clarify that real fast. We're both approaching retirement age, and we don't want two-story anything. So that's not an issue. We just want a regular room. In fact, the room that it's attaching to has some vaulted ceilings. We're not going to do that. We're going to come at the low corner where it's a regular ceiling height of 7 feet or whatever it is, seven and a half feet, and we're going to come out at that angle. We have no intention of going two stories or going any higher. We just want to be able to come outside of the house proper, have the fresh air and the screened-in porch and all that. No, we have zero intention, and we can put that in writing, in the order, in whatever. That is not an issue with us at all.
Okay.
So maybe we include that, you know, not to exceed the current roof line. I mean,
okay. I'm in for that.
Cool. I mean, Dan,
okay.
Yeah,
that sounds great. Any other concerns anyone has, or did somebody want to make a motion here?
I can move that. Approve this with the stipulation that it doesn't, the new structure doesn't exceed the current roof line.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
Who's that? Rand?
Yes.
Okay. Rand seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Was that, I guess I need to do this individually. Rand, was that an aye from you?
Yes.
Pekka?
Aye.
And George?
Aye.
Okay, it's unanimous. Okay, so any question, Lee, on what that final motion was?
Nope, I got it. Thanks.
Okay. Don, do you get that?
I do, and let me just say thank you very much. We moved here a little over a year ago because we heard it was a great community. Nothing has changed my mind from that, and I really appreciate this opportunity. This will give us that great place to just have a glass of wine at the end of the day and look at this beautiful lake. So thank you very much. I sincerely appreciate it.
All right. I expect to be invited.
You're welcome.
You have an open invitation, all of y'all. Okay, I have to get to work. Thank you very much, and I'll let Kay handle whatever else needs to be done.
Thank you.
I think that's
take
it.
Care.
That's it. Bye. That's it.
Bye.
For the purposes of this meeting, I think.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see. That's all of the new business. Do we have any citizens left on, Kay? Anyone else? There's Rand. Hey, Rand.
I have to ask, what website is this?
There's a link in the email that Lee sent out that you can click on, and it opens up the meeting with the option to turn on video.
Freeconferencecall.com.
Yeah. It is freeconferencecall.com.
Yeah, I apologize. I just printed out the materials. Didn't even think to go back to the email.
You needed to get your daughter involved. She would have gotten you all set up.
Apparently, yeah. I am nearing retirement myself, so I need that glass of wine on that screen porch.
That's right. So do we have any citizen comments? Any other discussion, you guys?
Nope.
I will say I appreciate that everybody was willing to meet in person. And I, probably more than anybody, am absolutely fine with meeting in person. I think there is some value because there's still a lot of people in our city that are maybe not comfortable with that. So I think there's some value in maybe continuing if we have some more meetings in the next few months to do this online. And with
my
travel schedule. Yes.
Then with a cautionary tale, not 3 hours ago, my wife was sent home because she was exposed to somebody that has symptoms and is being tested with COVID-19. So it actually, as rates continue to climb, we have now 6 people at the Water Authority, folks that treat drinking water, who we have had to send home until their COVID tests come back. So I'm
right.
Okay with virtual meetings for a while, because I could have just as easily come in, infected and infecting my dear friends and fellow P&Z commissioners.
Well, I was just really kind of bringing this up with that in mind, George, that we may continue for, maybe even after we all think at some point in the future, we may all think it's silly, but I may want to continue for a little bit longer, even past the silly point, okay?
Got my vote.
Yeah, I think also that there's no harm in offering the online opportunity for those, citizens that maybe don't want to come in, even if we all are showing up there, or conceivably, one of us does not and the rest do. There's no technical reason why we couldn't combine those options.
That's a great idea. And actually, I may have Lois mention that in her mayor's message so that we might get a few people that just wanted to listen and just hear what's going on, and then maybe people that want to volunteer later on to serve on the P&Z or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other issues you guys would like to discuss, or I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I have nothing else.
No, Ryan.
Okay. All right. Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to adjourn.
A second?
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
All right.
All right.
Hang on.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Lee. We'll adjourn at 7:48.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.
Right. Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Stay healthy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.
I can't leave.